Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer, and on the phone with me, I have Coach Jim Newstead, and we have our special edition this week, a district playoff edition for the West Platte Blue Jay football team. And, Coach, looking at last week's game, we'll hit on that briefly there at Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buchanan, the number one ranked team in the state, going undefeated through the district playoffs to this point, and Coach, we saw a very, very good football team last Friday night.
Yeah, they were a very good football team. I knew they were good. We watched film and stuff, but you just can't simulate their speed until you get on the field. And it wasn't just the speed of the quarterback, the running back, and the offensive line, defensive line, linebackers. They just play fast football. They're not overly, what I would say, athletic type kids. There's some athletes in it, but they're not more athletic than most teams like running back at Penny. They're just well put together and they get out the ball well and they fight hard. They're just tough kids. They're a good football team.
Certainly they are. And the coach, looking back at one thing that West Platte achieved, I thought was significant, is you have a running back that went over the 1,000 yard mark in Brandon James. Quite the accomplishment. I don't know when the last time we had a running back that went over that, but that's a pretty significant accomplishment this year.
Yeah, it's a very significant accomplishment. We knew going into the game that he had to get 35 yards rushing to break it. I thought he'd have his chance to do it, maybe if they got their twos in or something. But, you know, I was really impressed in how well we ran the ball against the varsity. With our varsity, we had 206 yards total rushing.
Yeah.
Brandon James had 77 yards rushing, and Emmett Sullivan had 93. So we had a pretty good game plan. We thought we'd work against them, and we just couldn't finish the drives a little bit. But I was really pleased with the way we ran the ball for 206 yards, and I was really pleased with Brandon James. That was our number one goal in the game. When we talked about goals, you know, we sat down and we were honest with each other. Our goal wasn't to win the game because we kind of knew what kind of bowl we were in. But we set some goals that would help us throughout the district play, and you know, we want so many yards rushing. We want to try to get this done, try to get that done, and so forth. And we accomplished some of those goals. But our first goal was Brandon James getting 35 yards. Heck, I think he got in the first run. His first
right.
run, I think he had 29
yeah.
yards rushing in the first run. So our O-line has been playing really well. I haven't had my full O-line. It's been Lathrop. I've got mixed and match kids, and I won't have a full O-line yet again this week. So we're making do with what we got. Brandon James is definitely one of the leaders of our team. I nicknamed him the horse. He's kind of the horse that's been carrying the team ever since Lathrop, since Trent went down. So he's a great player, a great kid. He works hard, and I'm happy for him to have such an accomplishment.
No question about it. And just kind of going into our coach's moment here, Coach, we are, well, I guess we can look back on the regular season and what was accomplished there a little bit, because you're actually playing in two seasons. Got the regular season, and you got the district situation looking back. The Blue Jays have had a much better year than we've had in the recent future here. And I know, Coach, we've accomplished some things, at least to this point in the season.
Yes, we sat down as a team. We had a team meeting before the season even started, before we even started practicing. I think it was our first day of practice when we sat down and talked. And we put together what we thought were some games that we could win or possibly win. And we came up with the possibility of having anywhere from 3 to 5 wins, and we kind of ended up right in the middle of 4 wins. So I was pretty excited about that. We accomplished the goals. Our kids are realistic with the teams we played. The only game that really got away from us this year was Lawson. I think we played Lawson a little bit late in the year, and we had a little more experience. It's a different outcome. But that's the only game that really kind of sticks in everyone's side. Other than that, we've had a great game, a great season. We've won the games we're supposed to win, and we played somewhat tough in the games that we thought we could win. So,
you betcha, Ed. And certainly to reflect at least this time of year is certainly not a bad thing to do. But we start all over here with district now. That's the second part of the season. And you start everything. Everybody starts at the same slate, really. And, Coach, it's just a different attitude, isn't it, when you go into district?
Yeah, everyone's 0-0 when it comes to this. You know, everyone's got good records, bad records, and so forth. But, you know, realistically, every year there's 5 or 6 teams that win games that aren't supposed to win games, according to the paper. So I reminded the kids of that, and I reminded all of our seniors. You know, seniors tend to play a little bit different at districts. They tend to play harder because they know this is their last little run in high school, and then their career is over in high school. So they have a little more urgency in their step and everything they do. and they'll have the same thing with their seniors. Mayfield will have the same thing with their seniors coming into us. So it's a different atmosphere. It's winter, go home, and kind of exciting and fun, but it's also kind of sad because you know it's probably going to end sooner or later. It's going to end for everyone here in a month or so. So it's kind of a sad time, but it's also a very exciting time, and our kids are looking forward to this. We're excited about playing. We're down a few people here and there, but we're going to give Mayfield a heck of a game, and it should be a good time.
Well, certainly that really helps us out here as we segue into the next portion of our broadcast. We got a team coming in here that actually I think is better than their record, the Maysville Wolverines. We'll be starting district play, playing them. We'll be right back to talk about that right after this. The Shane Barty Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Barty Law Offices located at 421 Main Street, Weston, Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that supplies the landowner and hunter with food plot blends, feeders, mineral supplements, and blinds to enhance your hunting experience. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with our proven products needed to manage your hunting area to create a healthier deer herd and hunting experience. Check out their products online at bigbucksupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Well, welcome back to WestPlatteSports.com. We've got the Coach Jim Newstead here with us. And, Coach, the next opponent, Maysville Wolverines, come in here to Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Carlson Field, to take on the Blue Jays. And I was just doing what little research I could do to this point and noticed that they played some pretty tough teams in their schedule, Coach. They ought to be a very worthy opponent, certainly, this Friday night.
Yeah, they're a lot better than their record shows, and we talked to the kids about that. They have a running back, number 29, Jake Redman. He's over 1,000 yards this year, too. And there are some times where he makes some big plays without any blocking whatsoever. He's breaking tackles and running over people. He's a big kid, strong kid. We're going to have our hands cut out trying to stop him. So, I mean, their losses are what? They got Midbuck, they got Chelt Harrison, they got Milan. I mean, these are all teams with one or two losses. So, I mean, it's not like they played a chump schedule. So they're a good team. I think we average a little bit better on the line than they are. I think my line's going to be just a little more prone to be more aggressive than they are. So they're starting a couple of freshmen on the line. So we're going to try to utilize the line of scrimmage, and hopefully we can tackle 29 and maintain him and keep him from running for a lot of yards.
Coach, I know that you mentioned in our last segment that you're dinged up a little bit, but any of the players that have been injured, are they going to be able to come back?
Well, Tanner Haven got cleared on Monday, but he has yet to practice because he got sick and he got tested for COVID and all that stuff, and he's tested negative, so he's good there, but he's still sick. I think he's got some type of cold or strep or something, so he's not going to play because he hasn't been in school all week. I'm getting Joey Groom back, who was quarantined for contact with COVID, so I got him back today, so that would be a plus. Trent Keller is going to be playing again. He's back in the lineup. He's kind of got a limp to him, but it's a noticeable limp, but it doesn't hurt as much as it looks like when he runs, but so he's back in the game. Dublin's still out because of COVID contact, so we're going to be missing Dublin a little bit. And then I happen to lose a couple more kids this week because of COVID contact. It's coming around everywhere, so there's teams canceling the season everywhere, and we're right on the edge of it. So it's going to be interesting. I'm going to be losing Trent Holmes, my starting corner, and Emmett Sullivan, a starting running back, won't be playing tomorrow. So we got some issues there, but hopefully the kids that came back are going to step up. I just wish I could be full force and see what I could do. I haven't seen my full team the Lawson game this year. So that's just the way it goes. You got to try to develop depth so you can handle those type of situations. So we got a good game plan on offense. We got a good game plan on defense. And we'll see what the new guys came back that haven't played in a while do. And we'll see how the other guys step up that are going to be missing out and getting more playing time. So missing out on some rest from our kids.
Well, it sounds like, a lot of teams are dealing with, like you say, are dealing with that issue. Some teams had to cancel, like, the first round of districts here recently. And, Coach, it's certainly a concern. The best we can do is, be safe and be careful out there. And who knows? This type of situation may happen to a team we're playing against soon. Who knows? We just got to keep digging after it.
Yeah, it's uncharted territories. I think it's kind of... It's the time it's hitting all the schools and so forth, right about playoff time. I was, to be honest with you, I'm even surprised we got all nine games in without anyone canceling their season. So I figured this should happen a little earlier, but it's going to be very interesting around the state to see what happens as schools come and go with COVID. So.
You bet. Well, Coach.
Hopefully we're not one of them.
All right. Well, in looking back, certainly, you make a great point. We've been able to get all the games in, and I don't know if I would have predicted that before the season started, based on the way things were going. And, playing nine games to this point is certainly an accomplishment by itself as well. Well, Coach.
That is.
You bet.
We're excited.
You bet. Coach, well, thank you very much. We look forward to covering you tomorrow night. Yeah, Friday night is West Platte Blue Jays host, the Maysville Wolverines. Good luck to you, Coach, in the district journey.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate all your coverage and all the Blue Jay fans out there. Go Blue Jay Nation.